If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Storytime Theater. Today from the pages of Mail Online by Ben Todd. Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Marlon Brando drive across the U.S. in a rental car after 9/11, eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Good afternoon. A road trip across America, stopping at every Kentucky Fried Chicken diner along the way, doesn't sound like an A-list event. But this particular car was carrying
Marlon Brando,
Dame Elizabeth Taylor, and Michael Jackson. The unlikely threesome began driving across America in a rental car after planes were grounded in the aftermath of the terror attacks on New York City on September 11, 2001, according to Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
You still take that magazine?
Fantasyland. Yeah.
Do I still take that magazine?
You do.
I haven't gotten one in a while.
Well, I'll check into it.
That happens to me a lot. What happened to the music?
I didn't realize there was talking on it. As I said, Mike, I bought this when I was drunk.
It has a smell.
Brando, whose weight by this stage in his life had ballooned, was said to have irritated the other two by stopping at almost every Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King restaurant en route.
Mr. Brando.
Vanity Fair reporter Sam Kashner. Hi.
Sam Gold.
He wrote, Brando allegedly annoyed his traveling companions by insisting on stopping at nearly every KFC and Burger King as they passed along the highway.
Original or crispy?
One can only imagine the shock their appearance caused at gas stations and rest stops across America. This is music. Starting and stopping it.
Yeah.
Find another cut. According to a former member of Jackson's staff, the three friends traveled a total of 535 miles.
God.
They actually got as far as Ohio, all three of them, in a car they drove themselves.
Wow.
Who do you think of the three was doing the most of the wheel time?
Liz.
You think? I don't think Michael Jackson would know how to drive.
Well, here's the problem, Rob.
What?
None of the three, of course, is around anymore to substantiate or dispute the bizarre story.
Brando died at age 80 in July 2004,
Jackson in 2009, age 50, and Dame Elizabeth in March this past year, age 79.
Yeah.
One of Dame Elizabeth's friends, however, disputed that she actually went on the trip at the time. The Godfather star Brando was 77, Dame Elizabeth 69, and Jackson 43. The trip is said to have come about after Jackson invited the other two to New York for his concerts on September 7th and 10th at Madison Square Garden. However, in the immediate aftermath of the terrorist atrocity, in which Al-Qaeda flew two planes into the World Trade Center towers, flights in the U.S. were grounded. So the two resorted to the road, like we did.
That's true. We had to.
We know this for a fact.
We had no choice.
The only way we get out was by car.
Right.
For their return to the West Coast. In the Vanity Fair piece, the actress's former personal assistant.
I'm having no luck today.
No talking.
Get me another instrumental.
Okay.
In the Vanity Fair piece, the actress's former personal assistant, Tim Mendelsohn. Hello.
Hello, Tim Gold.
Who worked for her for 25 years, told how the star would spend days in bed.
He found something
watching
else.
Television. You're playing the theme song to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yes, you know who loves that ride is Michael Jackson.
That's good, okay. Mr. Mendelsohn said she had a genius
for creating chaos around her. Huh. A typical day was whatever occupied her attention at the moment. That's what was so great about working for her. One day it might be something having to do with a dog or a friend who needed help, or she must just decide to spend a few days in bed watching television.
I picture if Michael Jackson was driving the car, it would be like when Robert gets in a golf cart. It would be a lot of screaming and wee!
According to the magazine report, at one point Dame Elizabeth also put her foot down with Jackson when it came to his habit of asking youngsters to share his bed.
Oh, dear.
Stories all over the place.
It sure is.
I wanted the story of
the road trips.
One close friend said, "The only time I ever saw her put her foot down about Michael was when Marlon Brando's son, Miko, who was working as one of Michael's bodyguards, was rounding up kids for Michael's sleepovers."
Oh, dear.
Also, a lot
now, this has gone into
pedophilia. It's taken an ugly turn, hasn't it?
It's entertaining, though.
Hold on. Just
you know what it is?
And informative.
It's salacious. But people need to know, Buzz.
I'm salivating.
No, I don't mean that.
Do you think Rob was... Let me do my impression.
Oh, I think this is going to be a great story for the show.
Story sucks.
Somebody bring me another tumbler of an old-fashioned, please, quickly.
And yet I avoided the emergency room all weekend, so it's sort of a win-win.
Elizabeth got wind of it, and she really came down hard. Mm-hmm. She knew it wasn't right.
Right.
She had grandchildren of her own, and that they were innocent for sleepovers, Michael claimed. He was still...
This was supposed to be story time.
Did you read it?
Did you read
the entire thing?
No.
You dumbass.
I read it, and I thought it was funny.
I thought it was going to be going across the...
The road trip, yeah.
When it stopped the road trip, that's when I stopped reading it.
Well...
That was the whole point of the story.
We didn't have to wait even deep into the show. Rob Spiewak, suck it.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Oh, no, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink. He would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
W-A-B-C. These are the Beatles.
Don't look at me.
See anybody.
That's the problem.
Welcome to MikeOMaraShow.com. Enjoyed.
Thanks, Ed Walker.
148 countries around the world. That's Stevie Wonder.
That sure is.
You've always been my joy boy, Mike.
That's Jose Feliciano. That's Ed Walker. All right. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Oh, I hope he doesn't see the video.
From the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Monday, May 9, 2011,
wow.
And we are over 6.5 million downloads and still growing every single day, and we're certainly international. We found that out.
Oh,
today's
yeah.
show is brought to you by the Big Duff 2, which we're going to talk about in a minute here. Our annual golf tournament is May 21st. That's just around the corner at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. But you need to sign up right now. It's a day of golf prizes, adult hijinks, followed by our end-of-the-world party at a secret location. The packages are all still available.
Yes.
All of them except for...
I believe there's only a couple left for the Spectator package.
Spectator package, that's for people that aren't going
to
play.
Right.
I like to
be
watch.
A part of the
that's
whole
the
thing.
Cheapo package?
Yes.
All right, just a few left for the cheapo.
Yep.
For the cheapos.
The old El Cheapo.
It's got limousines. We've got women. We've got song. We've got wine. Mm-hmm. We've got debauchery. We've got
and
fun.
And really something for every
and
pocketbook.
And by the end of the evening, we have Oscar Santana, who's going to be in rare form.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got a bad foot. And I have no idea how that happened.
We'll find out.
I can't wait to find out. If you are interested in any of this, listen, you only have 2 more weeks. When's he cutting this off?
He's cutting this off, I think, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Maybe 10 days.
Call 703-628-1343. That's 703-628-1343. Or go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click on events because it is a big event. I am excited. I'm getting very excited. I'm on this crash diet.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful rolling hills of Cameron Hills Golf Club. Look at that. And on tee number 4, there's a listener vomiting profusely.
Oh.
On tee number 5, also known as Harry Vagine.
No.
Look at that. It's a lovely exotic dancer plying her wares to the... No, anyway.
Do you think it's too late to have the guys at Cameron Hills name each hole? I mean, on the course.
No, I think they have to. They have to. Let's name the holes.
Yes.
Get it. If we can get like him to... On email, he can send us maybe a course layout.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we'll we can name
yes.
the holes.
Okay.
Brilliant. I like the idea.
Yeah. Rob's colon.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
The Eisenhower penis.
Very good. He's but anything I can add or anything else going on?
I mean, you've covered it all. It's the girls. We will have girls.
Line
and
up.
I think
really?
There'll be one at every one. There are two total. So at the 9th hole and at the 18th hole.
One at every... There are two total.
Yeah. On every green.
Yeah, well, I was going to say one at every hole, and that didn't make
there
sense.
There are two women?
Two women.
Uh-huh.
Did you personally select these women?
No, Jason did.
Oh, Jason
yes.
did. Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
I don't
there, is there going to be a beverage cart girl?
Oh, yeah. Like yeah. Just like last year. Yeah.
Well, I don't want just like last year.
As far know. As
better,
the beverage
better
cart
than
goes.
Last year.
Better, always better.
Well,
oh, you mean you would like a nice looking beverage girl?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, okay, very good.
I don't have time.
Are the Hooters girls coming?
No, because we've got... You know,
okay.
We've got to step
covered.
Above that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I don't have time for the whole joke, but here's the punchline, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
My wife was stung between the first and second holes.
Okay.
Well, obviously, her stance is too wide.
There you go.
Thank
Bada
you.
Bing. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hang it. All right, Santana. What the hell happened to you this
before,
weekend?
Before we go any further.
Welcome back, Buzz.
Thank you. I was gone last
back.
Week.
It's Buzz.
Did I miss anything while I was gone?
No.
Nope.
Nothing? Quiet week?
No, just kind of
What
quiet.
Do you care?
It was fine.
Oh, no.
I care a lot.
Pick that scab.
Of all the weeks to be gone, that was very hard to
well,
miss
that's,
that.
Do you know why we gave you the hard time, which you incidentally threw up? Pissy fit about, and then it
I
all
was,
hell broke
I
loose.
I was very upset about not being able to be here.
Let me
for
ask
that,
you this.
That monumental
You
got to
give a little
event.
Backstory. Some people are just
all
listening
right.
to this.
We called Buzz on Monday because of Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And we asked Buzz, is it frustrating to be away on vacation while all this, to not be in the thick of this as a newsman? And he said, no, I'm okay with it. And
well,
and so, and,
that's
and,
not quite
it's
how
it's not
was
quite,
close,
but it's
but
close.
Yeah, I understand.
My question to you, because
yes.
following that, when you got off the phone,
right.
we lambasted you, we gave it
right.
to you. And then, Mike, I was, and then we found out you were upset that we did that. And my question was, were you listening or were you with your friends? Was it
both?
So you were listening and there were people around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you,
so that,
now that
may
I
have
understand.
Been, that may have been a factor as well. But
of course it is.
First and foremost, I remember I was with you guys in New York on 9/11. That's something we all experienced together. And,
right.
And I was a part of that coverage, you know,
right.
coverage of that event.
Damn
so I very,
fine job.
I very, very, very much wanted to be part of our coverage on Monday of the bin Laden
it,
thing.
It was a miscommunication. What and, ended up happening is this. It's really on all our ends at the end of the day.
Not mine.
Where
I found out we had a technical problem.
Yeah,
and
so,
you guys had pretty much covered it in the half hour before I got on
but
the
But basically,
air.
We got a heads up that Buzz wanted to come on the program. He
right.
said, I'm available if you need me.
Right.
The next time you say, I want to come on in the first segment, what do you guys think? because regardless of the technical difficulty, nobody knew that you wanted to come on. That's the reality.
Yeah, okay. As somebody who's done this, I think when we're on the road or whatever, I like to be on at the very beginning. I like to get it done. I don't like to come. I don't like to sit there for an hour cooling my heels and not knowing what I'm going
to
be on.
I like to construct a thought and offer an epilogue at the end of the program.
So my thing was I didn't have a lot to add because you guys had already well covered it in the 35 minutes that led up to the call.
I think it's better planning on all ends, and let's make a concerted effort. If we all go on vacation, we take that USB mic and we make sure that we have a good internet connection in case something like this ever comes up.
That would be great.
Oh, fair?
Yes.
Is it your eyes, Mike?
It's the allergies.
the allergies are really bad today.
I know. It's gone from throat to nose to eyes, and it's just all the time.
Kieran this morning says, beautiful day out there, lots of allergies.
Yeah.
I still have it, too, and then I found the black mold in my house. So,
more reason for your
Mike, that's the worst kind of mold.
One way or another, I'm gone.
More reason for your health to continue.
Why is it the worst?
Failing.
It's, you know, it's just... I'll tell you in a letter.
Okay, thank you.
What?
I'll tell you in a letter.
The apology letter.
Take a letter, Maria.
So, I'll tell you...
what happened to you?
Yeah, what happened to your toe?
Yeah, come on, Clyde.
All righty, then. By the way, big thumbs up to the listeners that I met at Wheaton Regional Park this past weekend.
That's the kind of park it was.
On Saturday.
I love Wheaton.
I was out there because my little nephew was in town with the family for my father's birthday on Saturday and my mother's
second floor
on Sunday. The second floor kid. Luca. Luca.
Okay.
So we took him to the trolley.
Isn't that the song?
He lives up the stairs.
My name is Luca. Yeah. I live on the second floor.
We took him on the trolley, and as I was walking out, I was running around with my DSLR camera, the new one I just got, because I was trying to take good pictures of my kid. I treat these kids like they're my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm taking pictures of these kids, and some guy stops me, and he's like, he goes, Oscar Santana? He goes, I was just listening to TMOS this past Friday's show on the way here.
That's
with his wife and his kids. Pretty amazing. Pretty
What's
amazing.
This
is My Name is Luca.
It's a good song.
It is.
I liked it when I played it.
Suzanne Vega.
Yes. Suzanne Vega. I liked it when it was on the radio.
It's about big hit.
Not to be confused with Suzanne Vague, who did the song My Name Could Be Luca.
Now I know why I liked it, because it had a really, really, really long intro.
Yeah.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
Great song.
All right.
So, as you can tell, it was a packed weekend. On Sunday morning, I woke up, and the kids, I'm not used to this, kids wake up super, super early.
Tell me about it!
Didn't realize that. And it's different when they come and poke you in the face and poke you in the stomach and tell you time to get up.
Don't poke the bear, kid.
So I get up and I say, you know those rules.
That's right.
And I say, okay, I'm up. But I'm
what
still,
time was this?
This was at 8 a.m. I'm kind of half asleep.
Time to get up.
I call that mid-morning.
No big deal. Yeah. Right. I walk outside on the deck where everybody's setting up for breakfast. But I say, this is the perfect time to get my...
Were you at your parents' house?
Yes.
Okay.
To get my niece, Sophia's good picture in the morning of her just running around, this and that.
How old is Sophia?
Sophia is a year and a half. I don't know how many months.
Great names, Sophia and Luca. I love those names.
18 months, cute age.
So I'm running around with my camera trying to take a picture with her. And when you're running with a camera and you really don't know how to take pictures, you're trying to do the best you can.
Right.
So on my parents' deck, they just had it reinforced about 2 years ago. And that's just basically putting a bunch of nails into it like you would any shelf and making sure it's a little more sturdy. Mm-hmm. It's an old deck.
Right.
And old decks have a lot of nails here and there.
And splinters
sometimes. And splinters everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as I was doing, and the best way I can describe it is the side shuffle that you would have done in football practice or basketball practice.
You're going to have to be clearer.
You're doing the side shuffle to catch my niece who's running across the deck because I want to get a good picture of her.
Right.
I forget where I am on the deck, and I step on a rusty nail that goes straight through my foot.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Are you up to date on your tetanus shots?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
This is the same man who put his hand in a cactus.
Yeah.
You remember our friend Louis Lockjaw?
I expect twisted ankle. I expect, slammed it in, broke it, coming off
Here's
the step.
Here's a picture.
Oh, my God, in the heel?
No, it went
that's
through my
big toe.
That's the
big
toe.
It went straight through the side of my toe and out the front of it.
Oh, so totally through.
Yeah. Totally through.
And that's in an emergency room.
Yes.
That picture was taken in an emergency room.
And you know
room.
What? I will tell you, I know from having been with someone who went through similar to this, getting the nail in your toe, that's not the worst part. Getting it out is the worst part.
So
did you you come down and then step up and pull it out?
No,
or
I shifted right and then pulled out.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt the nail go through.
Oh. And then out?
And then I said, well, there's only one way to get this out. And then I just yanked it back out.
Yeah. Wow, you have to. Yeah.
But this is where it starts. All these old nails, mm-hmm. I mean, you never thought a nail could break. The nail, part of the nail broke off inside my toe.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
That's horrible.
So I'm in a room full of doctors, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
And
what happens when the laughing stops?
Do you scream?
Clearly.
Sure.
But I don't drop the camera, which is the most important thing.
Which did the little girl, did you terrify
the
little
girl? Oh, no. She was thought I was joking around. She started hopping around like I was hopping around.
Like the Three Stooges.
Oh, yes.
Oh kids.
Yeah. So I go and sit down. They elevate my foot. They all look at it, and they say,
way to take the picture. I love that you had presence of mind to take the picture. That's great. That's the information age. You know, Buzz and I, that happens to us. We don't take the picture.
But
no,
I saw the picture. It's not with the good camera, though, is it?
It was the iPhone.
I know you had the good camera.
That is a great picture.
So my brother and sister decide they can get it done. Mind you, I've been to the ER. It costs $600 off your copay. I have decent insurance, but not big company insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was like, look, if you guys can do this, that's fine. I'll take care of it. I'll deal with the pain. Just pull out the rest of the
Will you get?
Nail.
Did you get a tetanus shot?
Just listen.
All right.
They said, okay, well, we don't have any local anesthetic, and we can maybe go to the hospital and get you some. It's called a local block.
This is in the house,
right? This is in the house.
Right.
They go to the hospital. My brother calls, says, we can't find any local anesthetic. Uh-huh. If he still wants it done, he's going to have to take 3 shots of tequila to get, like, loosened up here.
Rusty
it's going to hurt,
right?
It's going to hurt.
Rusty nail would have been a better
drink. I take the 3 shots of tequila. My brother and sister come back.
Oh, my. What are you doing?
For one thing, he's emphasizing every stereotype.
So as soon as my brother gets a scalpel, they sterilize everything. He's about to cut it up and sew it
Hold
up.
Is it really a scalpel or is it like a knife?
It's a scalpel.
He has one?
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
Well, yeah, but he didn't bring it to brunch.
They all bring their kits.
They bring their bags
everywhere they go. I had a doctor. My uncle was a doctor.
So big leather.
The one thing
bag.
He didn't have was a local block for the anesthesia, local anesthesia. And he said, I wish I had that, but if you can tolerate the pain, we could probably pull
he
it out
wishes
right away.
He
so what has he learned from this? Always bring the local anesthesia.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah, or tequila.
So I'm on my 3rd shot. I say, just do it and get it over with. Mm-hmm. And he takes the first incision into my toe. And the pain that came from that. And I said,
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Jesus, you know, when I take a splinter out of my kid's foot, at least I ice it to numb it. Did he even ice it?
No, they actually put a tourniquet on the toe to numb it up.
Yep.
Well, kids, let me tell you
ice,
something.
Baby,
when
you're, ice,
when you're, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to look into the camera here. This is for you young broadcasters out there, okay? I'm going to show you what Mr. Santana has done today. See, he showed up and he had the big thing on his foot, all right? I expected a story of a broken foot, a twisted ankle, something, you know. Thought it would be pretty good. He undersold it. Really kind of showed me his foot right before
magical,
the show. He's
right.
Like, yeah, we'll talk about that. He said, yeah, you can ask me about this. And then he's sitting there. This is a 10.
It's a good story.
This is 10. So they cut into the, and you hit the roof.
But
and they
let
cut
me
out.
Set the scene here. My foot's elevated. We're in the family room. They've got towels everywhere. My brother sets up like he's about to do surgery. They heat up the blade because they got to heat it up to.
Got to stop you right there. Mm. Buzz is back. We have news today.
Yes.
We have to stay on time today.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
We will come back and finish the story of the foot.
Oh, my God.
The rusty nail.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by our very own Amazon page. Bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. All of it. When you think of Amazon, think MikeOMaraShow.com. Still one of the best ways to support the show. Mm-hmm. Shop Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com. Not a week goes by that I don't hear about somebody getting stuff. I want to thank Carla's business partner, Joey, for buying all this a whole bunch of stuff, like furniture or something on Amazon.
Honestly, I buy it.
He bought anesthetics. And, he bought a scalpel.
He bought a local, and he went through our website to do it. You have no idea how much that helps the show. It's delightful,
does.
And that success with Amazon continues for the show.
Yeah, every month I'm just amazed by it.
It's I think like I shop there every week.
It's fantastic.
I bought 2 albums over the weekend.
It's
great. Still the best place to buy music. You know, you think, go to iTunes for your records. Remember, when you buy it through, we haven't said this in a long time, when you buy a song at MP3 from Amazon.com, it plays on every platform.
And they lower the price to 69 cents for hit singles.
Many of them,
Really?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Boy, I just made a decision.
All right. Mike is going to stock up on all his favorite Adele records.
When last we checked in, Mr. Santana was trying to take pictures of his niece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was shuffling out on the deck that has nasty old rotten nails in it. And an entire nail went through his toe and only part of it came out. The nail, a portion of it, broke in Oscar's toe.
Yes. Ugh.
And we take you now to... Oscar's had three shots of tequila, and they're doing home surgery on him because his sister-in-law, is a doctor.
All three doctors are there.
They're all there. All doctors
actually, four
are there.
Doctors with my father.
Four doctors.
And to be fair, yes. In the Zabaios household, Mother's Day surgery is a tradition, but they take turns as to who gets cut on.
We would put out the brunch, and then we would have the heart transplant.
When you've got so many cooks in the kitchen,
right.
There's a lot of arguing.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
So everybody thinks they can do it better. Uh-huh. My brother's coming from, you know, a very prestigious hospital. So he says,
well, that prestigious hospital has lost a little credibility with me when I heard have three shots of tequila. Like suddenly you're back at the Battle of Appomattox.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, for me, it was really entertaining.
That leg's got to come off, soldier. It's got gangrene.
And a part of me was also very impressed with their response.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had the sutures ready. Mm-hmm. They had all the tools. Ready.
Oscar, do you think the tequila has gone through your brain yet? Okay, lean back. How are you? Are you experiencing any great degree of pain right now?
That being said,
finish the surgery, then we have flautas.
They've got the rubbing alcohol, they've got the scalpels, they're heating everything up to make sure that it's nice and sterile.
Nice and red hot.
And
they're heating up the poker to put in the end of your penis.
If you're going
to
cut into a toe, you might as well burn it too. It's not like it's going to make it any worse.
And as the first incision comes.
Are you experiencing pain from the original injury?
Yes.
Okay.
Clearly.
I would think so, yeah.
In my head, I was just very impressed by the whole situation. It was kind of that
you saw all this medical training being put into practice in your home.
And I thought in my head I could save a good 350 to 600.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Right.
You got to be honest.
Right. Yeah, all right.
I said, that's it. I said, that is a good chunk of change.
Did they have a tetanus shot handy?
But I can go to my general practitioner. I could have gone today after the show and got a tetanus shot, and that would have been it. It cost me $20.
Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, and $8 for the tequila.
So the first incision comes and said, I need another shot. He said, okay. So, and mind you, they've numbed my toe up with a tourniquet, so it's as numb as can be, and iced down.
Okay.
So I take another shot.
It has now tripled in size and is the color of an apple.
This is so goddamn funny.
And he slices in.
Oh!
And a scream of a mother losing her child came out of my mouth. Oh, mm-hmm.
Worse than that.
There was no more biting down. There was no more yelling. No. I said, take me to the ER.
Yeah.
This is way too much.
You need a needle in the toe.
When you talk about the slice, the nail went in the bottom of your big toe, right?
Yes.
Your great toe, and it went all the way through.
So nasty.
Broke off, left a piece in.
We'll put the picture on MichaelMara.com.
Okay. From the side through.
But to get it out, he wasn't just like opening the hole. He was cutting into your toe.
It's a butterfly open. You pull it open and pull it out.
Uh-huh. Like deveining a shrimp.
Right.
Oh, God.
And so you know what? That's a slow to heal wound.
Did they go along with this, take me to the ER, where they all about
it? And they said, clearly, this is deeper than we thought.
Oh.
It's time to go.
Oh my God.
It was exploratory surgery.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't mad at them. I just got up and hobbled to my car, and they drove me.
Yeah, buddy.
Oscar, do you think there was competition between your siblings to be the best doctor to save the day?
No, I think that my brother's very like I'm going to take care. He's always been serious.
Right.
So my sister initially wanted to take care of it. My brother asserted his, I'm better at this, step off.
Right.
So then when he laid it out, and I'm talking, when you go and get just a small mole taken out or surgery or anything like that, they actually lay down pieces of I don't even know what the paper towels or the surgical.
Yeah, the paper. Right. The sterilized paper.
Right.
My brother did the same thing to my toe with towels.
Right.
So I was like, this guy's got his ass together. He's going to make this happen. I'm going to save $300 to $600.
Well, they block all the other surrounding areas.
Because they want to focus.
So you're just focusing
He brought the right light brought in.
Wow,
like, he had the right light in there. Everything
was good
to go. And
not one drop of Novocaine. This guy has really got to shift his priorities.
Yeah, well, you know, was he crestfallen because you screamed?
No.
Did he expect that
as
to
soon
happen?
As I he what he explained to me, he said as soon as he sliced in, he realized that it was deeper than he could ever think of, and I would need a local blood.
Since you are the youngest, and yes. you are not a doctor, at any point do they accuse you of being a baby or an infant?
No, but
how about,
at one point,
a witch?
At one point, while my sister and brother were out trying to get a local block for me. A wizard.
A wizard. Yeah. Yes. A warlock.
The most common thing on screen.
They said to me when they came, while they were gone, my father comes to me. And mind you, my father was a third world doctor. Like he had gone through this.
Seen the worst.
And what they would do, he told me, he's like, what we do back in the day, he's like, we just get the guy as drunk as possible and like reset his shoulder or do whatever we had to do. Mm-hmm. He goes, if you want, I could give it a try before they get back.
Did anyone at any time say this sentence to you? Quit your whining. Why can't you be more like Jesus?
Yes. No. Somebody did write that on my Facebook page, though.
Okay. Somebody made the crucified joke already.
Oh, but you see, Oscar thought they were talking about his uncle.
I cry, Jesus.
Yeah.
Tio Jesus. I cry.
Tio Jesus.
Tio. I basically, after the initial cry, I get swept over to the hospital. And at the hospital, you don't want to say, hey, by the way, my brother and sister, they tried to do this at home.
They tried to hack into me.
So I told the lady when I checked in, I said, look, I'm kind of hammered right now. I thought I could do this on my own. So if you see any type of slicing, that's your boy. And they said, and my sister came over.
Was the nurse impressed that you said you tried to do home surgery
on
your toe?
This is not the first time or the last they've heard this.
Sure. So are you bleeding profusely all this time?
Yeah, I was bleeding. I had a rag and everything, but I went in and they took care of it. What they did is they did a local block, so I couldn't feel it anymore.
How good did that feel when they finally numbed you up?
Well, it was painful when they numbed me up.
To do it, but then
after it was done, it's good.
Yeah, that's
and then I got 5 stitches. They cut it open, pulled it out, tetanus shot, done deal, I'm out.
You're set.
I get back in time for dinner.
How long do you think you'll be in that boot?
They said 10 days.
Really?
Yes, and then I'll be good to go.
10 days in the boot?
Yes.
And it still hurts today, I'm guessing.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Is the boot just to prevent your toe from touching the ground?
Yeah.
Has it affected your dancing?
No. But I will say that my niece and nephew, this is why I'm so desensitized to life, is that I wanted to shoo them out of the room, but my sister and my brother-in-law had them stay there, and they explained all the tools of surgery to them, and they had to watch it happen. Can you believe that?
That is no good for
you. Yeah, and they were like sitting there, and then Luca was like,
"What hospital did you go to?"
Montgomery General.
Oh, okay.
And the scap. It was funny because Luca was like, "I see the scapula." Like he was. It's just amazing when you can teach someone. When my reaction is get him out of here.
Now, when you were there, and it was the ER, I take it.
Yes.
You're in the emergency room. Did you see a lot of your people?
No.
No,
it was empty.
What?
Wow. It was empty.
Well, it was early in the day.
Yeah, very early.
There weren't any drunken Mother's Day.
I got right in.
People were on with their mothers.
The drunken Mother's Day incidents happened later.
Anytime after 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Just packed.
It would be.
But overall,
open the doors up, Manassas. Fritz William Hospital. Come in now. Aura. Aura. Siéntate. Por favor.
What's awkward is this morning I was too lazy to go up because I slept in my parents' basement last night because I clearly wasn't driving home.
Excellent idea to go to a place that requires a lot of steps.
And this morning I was taking a shower, and instead of going upstairs and getting a plastic bag and tying it off like you would when you were a kid, I just showered with my leg out the shower.
1 foot out the curtain.
Better system?
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah, because you got to balance yourself on one leg on a slippery surface.
I do the same thing when I don't want to get the bed spins. One leg out.
Yeah, the Manassas ER situation, it's normally like, hey, the bambino
is you know, we like to procreate.
Your baby has a cold? Yes. All right. He'll be fine.
Gracias.
Then 40 people walk out the door.
According to the chart, Senorita, he's a no-breathe 5 days.
I wish I had taken a picture of the actual stitches, because they had to stitch individual stitches and not a whole stitch.
Right.
Because it's your foot. And
it's
if
a horrible
breaks,
injury.
Five in one toe.
Now, what had happened if they had cut into it and left it like that? You'd be in agony today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You would be in total agony.
I know. I think that if my brother and sister could have cleaned it out and they just pulled it out, I would have trusted them enough to go get a tetanus shot the next day. Mm-hmm. But the stitches alone is what really, when you look at it, you realize the gravity of what.
But no admission of failure on the part of your siblings.
No, yeah. My
See,
brother
that to
said,
me would have been
I
the fun.
My, no, my, that, my brother yeah. said to me, he said, look, man, I could have gotten in, but we didn't have the local block.
That's great. You know what you tell him next time? You tell him
but that's like a surgeon
How
mentality.
Big a piece came out? Was it a little...
It's just like when when a nail flakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, a little sliver of it.
Yeah, no, it was half of the tip of the nail. Like it broke in half somehow.
Wow. So nasty.
It is gross.
Tell your brother next time you talk to him that the surgery was difficult. Not as difficult as getting Yanni tickets. But it was tough.
I will be buying his... He's graduating from his residency at medical school, and I will be buying his gift through Amazon.com.
Oh, so he's not the full-fledged docy doc yet.
He's coming out now.
Get him a local.
Really?
Yeah, get him a local block. Exactly.
What kind of medicine? Medicine is going
to
be practicing.
Well,
GP?
He was in surgery for he was in surgery for 4 years, and then he just switched to anesthesiology.
Oh, he's going to be an anesthesiologist.
Yes.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
And his wife is
an easy work day.
Are you aware the highest paid doctors are anesthesiologists?
And his wife, or his soon to be wife, is an anesthesiologist as well.
Oh my God! Yeah. Do you know how wealthy they're going to be?
I know.
Silly.
You know what you should get him as a gift is a bag with a dollar sign.
Do you think?
On it.
I know you've got doctors in the family. Do you think doctors should be that grossly overcompensated? I mean, there are doctors.
Good ones. Yeah, good ones.
I had the luxury of playing Pebble Beach Golf Course, which is the most, in my opinion, the most.
Uh-oh.
It is a glorious
He's
place.
Looking for something. Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh, ouch. Wow. Did that? You should be. I thought
that
he'd catch it.
Sounded like
I
it
thought
hurt.
He'd catch
you
it.
You know he doesn't catch
I thought he,
well.
Look at the look.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
I really thought you.
That's
thought
really
you
good.
Catch it.
You thought
I
that?
Thought you'd catch it.
Well, live and learn.
Did I hurt you?
No.
Did I hurt your
it's
right
Excedrin.
Breast?
It's Excedrin. It's a pain
It looked
killer.
Like it hurt your right breast.
No, I'll bruise horribly, but that's just because
All right.
I'm frail.
I have to be careful what I throw at Rob because he can't catch.
Just soft,
I can't.
Just soft things.
Wow. Yeah, soft. Pass only soft paper, no clips or staples.
So I, where the hell was I?
Pebble Beach.
You and so your I was life,
the good life.
You're a man of means and you're playing
at,
Pebble Beach.
I was at Pebble Beach, and I'll never forget this. I'm with this caddy because you can't play the course without caddies. And we're walking along, and we see this house that's right on the fairway, right on the ocean. Mm. Just multi million,
gorgeous,
like tens of millions of dollars to own this house. And he says, yeah, that's owned by a doctor, and he owns the house up there too. He owns the house way up on the hill, but he wants a house closer to the ocean, so he has two houses. Like $40 million worth of house. At
you know,
Pebble Beach.
You should at least have the courtesy. Houses should be in different zip codes.
I
just as
right.
a rule.
Yeah.
I don't think medical doctors should get that kind of compensation.
Not all doctors
good
get
ones
paid that money.
Good I ones, think that all of them ought to be in the
they
same
They don't get
kind
that
of
type
ballpark.
Of... My sister is a pediatrician, and she's out of Georgetown, and I'll put it out there. She makes like 60, 70K.
It's true.
Which is,
it's true.
Which isn't
now,
that
that's,
much money.
That's not enough.
General
yeah,
practitioners,
no.
internists, they don't make
no.
a lot of money. Honestly, they don't.
They
really?
Make regular Joe money, really,
yeah.
Almost comparatively.
But then you got your Michael DeBakey's money.
Well, why do the... Yeah, I guess if you... Well, is it merit? Is it merit? Because if you're a brain surgeon, you're doing so much more intricate. Is that the hierarchy or, you know?
I
or
don't know how it's determined.
Pediatrics in general. Well, I mean, then on the opposite side, I think it's your specialty because my brother is a pediatric cardiologist and he gets paid very well.
Specialty.
Right.
I think specialists, but also don't specialists require more education and more intense education?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Okay.
And
a fall to the wayside.
And the stakes are higher. They pay more also for malpractice insurance than an average GP
that
does,
being
for
said,
example.
Without putting my brother's business out there, can I borrow that pen real quick?
Yes, of course.
So he says to me, he's like, look, I want to know what you think about this condo we're looking to get right in Fenway, because he rents one now and his fiance has a place as well in Boston, right?
Right, right.
By the way, didn't know Boston was this expensive.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Three bedrooms.
Wait till they finish the big dig.
That's where my sister just bought a brownstone.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Okay.
Three bedrooms.
Wow, she should send you a picture of it.
Florida, amazingly cheap.
Well,
right
she's
now.
Not giving it.
It is
to
amazingly cheap.
So he pulls this up to me. This is before my foot and everything else. So three bedrooms. They're getting married, I think, next year or something like that. And they're looking to get a condo now because clearly it helps when you with your income and so blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. He pulls this up to me. I almost pass out and I almost punch him. But then I know he's my brother, so I'm happy for him.
Uh-huh.
Three bedrooms.
Yep. Right. Standard.
Mm.
Wow. Standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
especially
I was
in Boston.
Blown
surprised those
away.
I'm surprised those numbers aren't reversed.
Really?
Yeah. because that's that's what Kathy did when they moved into the
shocked.
It is a lot of
shocked.
Money. Boston's real estate market, right in the immediate D.C. area. Your real estate market in D.C. is also
But I would never dream. I can't imagine that much money for just a three bedroom condo. Yeah.
But it is. I mean, that's the way it goes there because Boston is so white. There are little pockets of the world that are actually unto themselves.
White.
It's very white.
Yeah, it's very, very white.
There's a lot of white people up there.
There are black communities.
No, there are not. Not that I ever seen.
There is.
One?
Yeah, certain areas. Uh-oh. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Now, here's a question. Would your brother play the same price if his last name was, say, O'Reilly or Sheen?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, you know, the myth of Boston is, and I got to get up there and see the way Kathy, my whole family lives up there now.
Right in the city.
My mother, my sister.
That's amazing.
Any invite for you to move up there, or are they happy with you here?
No. They don't want me anywhere near them. They're happy like that. Come up and visit. Yes.
What's the address? We'll get it to you.
This would be a conversation between my sister and I. Talking about airfare.
Okay.
Gonna try to get up to Boston, but you know it's a flight away, and it used to be so easy. But airfares have gone sky high.
It's $350.
It's insane right now, Kathy. It's just I said I'd come up there, but it was like $250 for a one way ticket. And she's like, "Mom's really happy where she is."
Oh no!
No, I mean that's my life. That's the way it is. And you know, when I go up to New England this summer, later on this summer, I will be taking 10 people with me.
Wow!
Really?
Wow!
Yes.
And charging $14 a head.
Yeah. You know, maybe we should do the podcast up there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do a road trip up to Maine.
You're going
to
bring 10. Nice. You might as well bring 15.
10 people. Why so many people?
Me.
The cousins.
My wife.
Cousins.
No, not the cousins. The cousins will be up there. Me, my wife, her mother, her niece and nephew.
Hey, now.
The niece will be bringing a friend.
Boo.
My daughter and a friend.
Boo.
My other daughter and a friend.
Wow. 10. That's 10.
Yeah. And the other boy, the 8-year-old boy, is the only other penis that will be in the house.
Do they rent those church vans to drive in?
They're going to have like a big SUV and we've got a small SUV.
Oh, okay. Two cars.
That's going to be the caravan.
A caravan. There.
Be fun.
Yes.
Do you need a butler?
No. RJ already volunteering.
Linda. Linda repeatedly.
Wow.
Asked about you.
There you go.
Hey now.
Asked about you coming up to Maine.
There's your answer.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, so this is the Maine.
Inchworm. For Inchworm coming up to Maine. Before we move on,
yes,
I have to.
He'll be there now.
Well, maybe we could do that.
If you want him to be there, he better leave now.
I think we would have logistical challenges in that part of the world.
Narrow doors?
Just by no Wi-Fi, that type of thing.
Only kidding, of course.
Wireless capability, all that good stuff.
Yes,
you know. But anyway. I'm going to get distracted if I keep talking.
Don't get distracted.
You're a dreamer, Mike.
All right. I take my daughter yesterday to see a movie. There's not a lot of choice, but I go see Thor.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, you hate comic book movies.
I hate CGI.
It has
ruined motion pictures for me. Mm-hmm. It has destroyed it.
Mm-hmm. Who chose it? Did she?
I did.
Or you chose it with her in mind?
It was like the only option I had.
Right.
What about Fast Five?
Fast Five
is a land
of
Fast Five?
I saw it again last night.
That's a CGI laden.
Wow.
Movie.
You know what? After seeing Fast Five, I bet his foot felt okay.
The foot thing seemed okay
after 2 hours.
When I walk in and I walk and I think, okay, it's going to be Thor. He comes from space and he battles villains here on Earth.
No.
When Thor comes down and suddenly you hear, well, the frost giants are attacking.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And I go.
Make believe.
Yeah. You're out
cold. Oh, my God. And
every bit of 2 hours, I bet.
He's
too,
a superhero. He's very powerful.
Sure. He's got the hammer.
He does the thing where nobody knows his strength, and he'll throw a human around, and people will unhinge their jaws laughing. And I sat in that theater, and I said to myself, the world has passed me by. This is an old fart moment. This is... Yeah. Me remembering great movies and loving great movies.
Stories.
And realizing that stories.
Actors.
And acting and stunts and car chases.
Real ones.
And all the things I loved in movies are effectively gone. So some Poindexter dipshit
cartoon
can sit in a computer room and generate fake.
Right.
It's like watching a cartoon.
You just described the things you loved. You just described Fast Five.
Again?
Car chases. Stunts,
well, maybe Fast
stories.
Five. Maybe Fast
stories.
Five.
Oh, really? a wonderful story in Fast Five,
yeah.
Mike.
What is
really,
the story?
It's cars.
And the acting when you talk about Vin Diesel.
Rio de Janeiro.
Something in Rio?
Yes, it's beautiful. The women, just alone the eye candy.
Yeah, women.
Two
Rio.
Thumbs up.
He's selling it.
It's an idiot's film.
Thor.
No. I didn't say it. It's not.
Thor was an idiot's film.
Now, what did your what was your daughter's take on it?
Comic book fantasy crap. And then it's combined with CGI.
Did you see it?
Phony.
No, but
crap.
I know it made $66 million number one this weekend.
And I'm like, done.
So for Mark, it's a porno.
When was the last Full Metal Jacket? When was the last Casino? When was the last Goodfellas? When was the last
The Notebook?
Something About Mary. Anyway.
We don't have
Inception
anything
was
like
amazing.
That. Inception was amazing.
Was a great pretty good film.
CGI. Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's all that is.
You want something that's
about,
an actual photo?
What, do we have to see buildings turning upside down?
What Mike is
like,
wanting
like
a story.
Blanket
you want
to
a story
it.
That is well acted, that is supported by actual photographs of actual things.
Well, things happening.
What about King's Speech?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that was
a
great
movie. Very, very good movie.
Yeah.
It's an example.
Acting movie. Mm-hmm. Dialogue. Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
But right. What about, Mike, what about Bullet?
Bullet with Steve McQueen.
Yes, that's what
incredible.
You want.
Incredible.
This is what you want.
Incredible.
Right.
The original Getaway with Steve McQueen.
Yes.
How about the make-believe incredible. World is better than the real world?
No.
No?
No, I'm not buying it. I like my movies mm-hmm. based in reality.
Did you like Transformers, the original?
No. No.
Oh, God.
And they all move the same way.
Did your daughter like it? Did you say that?
She said yes, she liked it, but she was not convincing. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, Rob's Magic Audio Ball.
Yay!
Right here. Welcome back to MichaelMayerShow.com. Our third segment brought to you by Ticket Liquidators, Rob's Magic Audio Ball. Whether you want to catch the next round of the NHL playoffs or see this summer's biggest concert events, Ticket Liquidator is the only place to go for the best prices, great service, and this is the best part of it, 125% money-back guarantee. I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm bang.
Don't do either.
Click their ad on our website, Ticket Liquidator.
Ticket Liquidator.
More tickets, better service, lower prices.
Better service?
Let's open up the audio vault. See what's happening today, Rob.
You know, something big happened while you were on the air today, Mike. We all saw it coming, but we didn't see it with tears. They made the announcement on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, dear.
So before we went to commercial, we said we'd be back with a big announcement about the future of this show. Are we throwing another wedding? Are we doing that again?
How many more royals going to get married off?
No. It's a difficult day for me. I'm going to try to hold myself together here. But after months of personal reflection and private conversations with my family and my friends, I've decided to leave today in June, and even as I say this, and I know that it is the right thing, I'm really sad because for the past, I like to say 10 years, but it's only been five, this has been my second home, and I look at you guys.
How long was
I
she there?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years, and you know what? I think she's one of the better anchors they've ever had,
true.
And I think the show will suffer from it.
Big time.
And
especially
I don't think that,
since.
Well, yeah, coming to this.
Yeah.
I don't know that, and I really do like Matt Lauer, but I don't know if I can watch Matt Lauer with based on the part two of this announcement and the flavor of the announcement. Mike,
here
I wanted to cut this down.
Here we go. Get ready for the Land of Sun.
Yeah.
One of the great franchises in television. Rob and I.
Maybe the franchise.
People ought to realize Rob still does it. I don't because I'm on the radio when I'm doing this. But the fact is, Rob and I watch this show like maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch this show every single day when I, you know, when I was here in the house religiously.
That first 25 minutes.
They have made a potentially fatal error.
They've ruined it.
They've been number one for 40 years, I think, in the morning.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity. I get ready. And watch out for CBS. Because they got those bland people over there that really aren't that offensive.
They're going to step it up.
But they're also not that over the top either.
They're going to step it up.
Let's see what happens.
But I think you'll enjoy not just the announcement itself, which sucks, the flavor and the way it's handled. It is so
here we go.
And
Curry!
Let's hear it.
Transitions on this show don't happen very often. No. They, in fact, are very rare. And so when they do happen, we try to accomplish them with ease and to make them seamless and yet bring new talent and new energy and a new perspective to the show. So even as we are sad to say goodbye to Meredith, we are thrilled that Ann Curry will be taking a step...
Huge mistake.
This cushion,
massive.
From this cushion, leaping over here. That was actually kind of exciting. And coming over to this cushion. Anne has been such a key member of this show for more than 15 years.
Now, at this point, I'm thinking, Ann Curry could really handle this well. She could just say, you know, this is not about me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, but it's not about me. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking she could do that.
Good. Has brought her warmth and her desire to tell important stories to today. And I know you'll continue to do that. So congratulations.
So sweet. So sweet. You know, I feel like the high school computer nerd who was just asked to the prom by the quarterback of the football team.
Did you say that on your first day? That was weird.
You're just, so it begins.
You're just the best. And I'm so excited to work with you. But I have to say that I think this day is really Meredith's.
Okay. So I said, hey. That's great.
That's very encouraging.
That is. That's all that needs to be said.
Stop there.
This is Meredith's day. But there's a bit more.
Really?
Ooh!
Meredith, I just want you to know that you've been a gift to this broadcast. You have been generous, and you have been a great girlfriend.
Hey, now.
And I know that I've said this to you, and I think I need to say it publicly, which is to say, if I could choose... You would not go. You would stay here
and
let us wake up with you every morning. I mean, not literally.
That's the biggest lie. She's running around like Joan Crawford and go, I got it. I got the second chair. I got it. I got it.
Based on nothing but attendance. She showed up.
Right. She did.
That's it.
She did that, and she would go to those crappy assignments they would give her.
Yeah, she would.
And I have this sort of, I'm trying to resist the urge because it's true, but I'm resisting the urge to say I've got big shoes to fill, only because I know you really like your shoes, and you don't really want people to think you've got big feet. But
you don't have any.
It is true. No, I do. You have been just such a. And I think we all have.
Remember, today's about Meredith, so let's stop here. But
all right. So what we can look forward to is we can look forward to no sense of humor on that show anymore.
Gone. No chemistry. That will
unless Ann Curry pulls out some new personality.
She can't do it.
I think in 15 years you get to know somebody on TV.
We would have seen it by now.
She can't do it.
And get ready for the sappy interview, which she will do with the sad voice, because she doesn't think we're bright enough as viewers to know a situation.
Or have emotions.
This is such a bummer.
It is. It's horrible.
It's huge.
It's the end.
Will you go to CBS or will you go to Good Morning America? Will you make the jump?
They're both, it's the land of suck.
How long till Matt leaves?
I don't know.
September. I hear that his contract is up in September, and there's been some talk about him and Katie Couric re-teaming for some kind of daytime talk show.
The one who benefits
now
the person who benefits from this is Matt, because September is just enough time to realize how screwed they are.
CBS,
they're going to really pony up some money.
If I'm CBS and ABC, those two up. I am going bat out of hell to try to get, because that could be a game changer.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Truly, it's not the show. It's the people on the show.
Right. It is the people on the show. But that franchise is so terrific. You know, it's amazing.
Felt this great joy of having you here.
Thank you.
And you're right. He's not always easy to work
with. No, he's annoying.
He's the best. Really the best. And you know, just to be in your company and to be able to wake up and I know I'm going to get to laugh more.
And another drop of weakness in this horrible milkshake is that their key news correspondent, now their newsreader, is the very lame Natalie Morales.
She has no personality either.
The other part of the good news this morning is that we get to also
there's a good screw up. Anna's using not her good news voice. She's using her sad news voice. Mm-hmm. It was a mistake. She couldn't make the transition when she was pretending to be sad Meredith is leaving. So she's starting another bit of good news.
The other part of the good news this morning is that we get to also keep it in the family, as it were, and announce that Natalie will be taking my job.
All right.
Easy my job.
So,
Natalie's going to take my job.
This is easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This happens in radio. This day. You're getting are you listening?
Yeah.
To a certain program director. This is the lazy. This is the lateral move.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is everybody that is there moves up because you don't have to really go out and do a legitimate talent search.
Right.
You don't have to do it. It's not
part.
A challenge. That's the tough part.
Yeah,
and it wasn't done this time. So, c'est la vie. That's the way it goes.
But that's not my favorite part of the Today Show.
No.
You know, you and I.
What happened to that that Doogie Howser lookalike that's on?
Oh, him? What's his name?
What's
and it's
his
like
name?
Stevie or Billy or Andy or something. And
he's the doughy guy. You and I are
on Friday. Yeah. This guy, Al Roker.
What about Lester?
Lester, well, you can't put a chick there.
You have to have a chick.
All right.
I know. How about Lester and the doughy guy? And it's like some softcore Cinemax stuff.
Got to get his name.
On the weekends,
this is
great.
Killing me.
Yeah.
Lester.
Yeah, Lester is
Lester
great.
Is
Lester
great.
Gets Killer. Better.
Oh, he does.
Lester Holt.
You know what? I like when Lester puts his glasses on
mm-hmm.
because then you know it's a serious story.
They go.
All put on glasses.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay, well, let me do one brief and then a closing here. Al Roker totally blew it coming back from weather today.
Okay.
And it's great because not only does he trip up, he has no save. So,
and if you want to keep track of your shack of your weather all day.
Whoa.
What?
If you want to keep track of your weather all day long, go to the Weather Channel on cable or weather.com online. Matt?
I'm not sure that that actually should have aired the way it did. Al, thank you.
Okay.
Is Aaron Burnett leaving CNBC?
Going over to CNN.
Boy, what's the hemorrhaging going on over there?
And you know
are
what?
They being sold or something like that?
I haven't heard.
And
no.
She, this is real. We'll close
Comcast
with this because this is brief.
That's what it is.
She falls apart. She's on with that guy, Haynes. Is it Greg Haynes
yeah.
that's on CNBC?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
But she really loses it. And I feel bad because she's hot.
So I want to say.
No, I want to say first. Then you can say.
Okay.
You should have the last word. Give me your hand.
Oh, dear.
Coming to work for the last 5.5 years
Whoa.
Has been an absolute joy. You are the best, the absolute best. We wish you the best of luck. We're going to miss you a lot.
Well, I feel the same way. And anyway, that's...
Man.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go home and cry.
The best thing is that they're
She's
on the
good.
Floor of the stock market.
There's the replacement.
Oh, God, yes. She'd be
oh
great.
Oh, my God.
There's the replacement for Meredith.
Already
you
in
get,
house.
You get someone hot in there, and you know how hard Matt's going to try if he's sitting next to her?
Gentlemen, connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. She thought that too, probably.
I'll bet.
Oh,
you.
She didn't get the job.
That's
yeah.
why
I'm out of here.
Yeah. That's so long.
Oh,
that's
what you she's got. She got 20 hot years left in her. That would have been a good hire.
Yeah, that would have been a very,
Makes
very
sense.
Good hire.
That Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Very
safe
good.
Home,
thank you. Thank you. We good will take a break. Come back. He's back.
What?
Who?
He's tanned. He's rested. He's back from Florida. And he's got the news. Buzz Burbank is next. Don't go anywhere. Like you're going to go somewhere. Where are you going to go?
They're all going to go to CNN.
How are they going to lose it? Anyway.
It's all on the same card.
All right. Buzz, take it away. It's time for Buzz Burbank and the news. Well,
thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. It's not just movies. Your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches, or even your TV, if you
what?
Can imagine.
Oscar,
now for
is
just
your, is your foot throbbing?
It hurts.
Right.
Throbbing
I would
with two
think
Bs.
So.
Yeah.
Now for just $7.99 a month for a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Well, for a while, it seemed like the bad news wouldn't stop coming, but maybe the tide has turned. Now, not only is Bin Laden gone, but now gas prices are starting to drop.
Yeah.
Gas is about $4 a gallon, give or take, depending on where you live, and it may go up a few more pennies this week in spots, but then it will begin to drop as it does every summer. Experts say that by this time next week, gas prices will be easing downward and that by June, gas prices will have dropped by 50 cents a gallon. That's still 50 cents higher than at that same time last year, but it's a relief just when people need relief. It'll save Americans about, get this, $189 million a day altogether.
Amazing. Amazing.
That'll help the economy. Less money spent on gas means more money, $189 million a day, spent on other things. And consumer spending accounts for about 70% of our economy.
That would allow a lot of extra money, Mike. Say, when you go to the gas station, you could get a tank of gas and a Danish.
Yes.
And a Coke.
And a plastic thing.
Yeah, a bauble, a keepsake.
G-Jaw.
Oh, wow.
Forgive me.
A tchotchke?
Tchotchke. Forgive me if you've heard this tchotchke. Joke. I overheard this at a catfish restaurant in Florida.
God, if you buzz, you hear week. Everything at catfish restaurants.
Oh, it's true. The new Bin Laden cocktail.
What kind of restaurant was it?
A catfish restaurant in Florida.
That's a big catfish.
That's adult.
Does a catfish usually have a blowhole?
That's a huge catfish.
Where are the whiskers?
They were big servings. I will say that.
Right.
I heard about the Bin Laden cocktail, two shots and a splash of water.
Right, right.
President Obama.
That one. I used that one at an appearance last week.
Oh, very good.
I
prefaced by saying I didn't know if you'd heard it or not.
Which is better, two shots and a splash of water? I say two shots and a splash.
Two shots and a splash.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Didn't know if you'd heard it.
I think for both of us.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Anyway, President Obama is trying to find out just how much the Pakistani government knew about Osama bin Laden's hideaway. The president told 60 Minutes, quote, there had to be some sort of support network for bin Laden inside of Pakistan. That's something we have to investigate.
You make it sound like it's a vacation resort. It's Osama bin Laden's hideaway.
It was the secret hideaway.
You know what? Could Obama have been any more impressive on 60 Minutes last night?
It was great.
I don't think so. I don't find...
If he ripped a phone book in half.
I can't.
That always impresses me.
Next time.
He looked so in control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I felt so safe watching him last night. I think we got some pretty good minds protecting us right now.
Agreed.
Could be wrong. You know, we could have a terrorist attack tomorrow.
Didn't like when Obama said he was leaving NBC.
I hate it when he cried.
If they had promoted him.
Such a drag.
But Lester got the job. Mm-hmm. Pakistani officials say they have, quote, a profound interest in learning who was keeping bin Laden hidden for the 5 years he was apparently in that compound. The president says the U.S. has reached out to Pakistani government for help with the investigation. A couple of Muslim American religious leaders, one of them a professor at the University of Memphis, were kicked off a Delta flight to Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. They'd already been cleared by TSA screeners twice, once at the security checkpoint and again at the gate. But the pilot refused to take off with those two men on board, so they were taken back to the gate and screened and cleared again. Delta did allow the pair on a later flight, so they were able to make it to the conference they were attending about discrimination against Muslim Americans.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I wonder if this will have a ripple effect in the huge Memphis, Tennessee Muslim population.
It could.
You know, I will tell you on the third screening, come on. I mean, really, what is the deal? I mean, what are you doing? Because of the way they looked?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
A Continental flight from Houston to Chicago, meanwhile, was diverted in St. Louis yesterday.
Can I say one thing, Buzz?
Sure, sure.
It's terrible. But if I was on the flight, I would be relieved.
The pilot said he was, you know, wanted to put passengers at ease. But apparently there was no problem on a later flight, so maybe it was just those passengers on that flight
making
who had a problem.
Making a lot of noise.
Apparently so.
But at the same time, if there was the potential of something, maybe they would root out some horrible. It's a no-win, man. It is such a lose-lose.
I have a hard time. I mean, if you take all the racial implications out of it,
right.
I have a hard time ever faulting the airline or TSA.
Yep.
For being thorough or cautious.
And we're goosey because Al-Qaeda has promised revenge for the death of bin Laden.
I hate when we're goosey, man.
So meanwhile, a Continental flight from Houston to Chicago was diverted to St. Louis yesterday after a man tried to open an emergency exit door in mid-flight.
Oh, Jesus.
The man had rushed to the front of the plane saying he had to get off the flight. Passengers screamed as he was tackled to the floor. Fortunately, pressurized doors do not open easily. Meanwhile, back in Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker and his fellow Republicans are pushing for a sharp reversal of state policies on environmental protection and alternate energy. Quoting a Democratic representative who used to work for the Sierra Club, I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, sex news. There are several reasons why some men shave their scrotums. 32-year-old Phil Stoker of England found another. It helped him discover the testicular cancer early enough to be cured without surgery. The shaving was life-saving.
Oh, wow. Ugh, that's a gross story, Buzz.
It saved his life.
Ugh.
And, well, never mind.
Oh.
200 scantily clad women marched through the streets of Boston over the weekend to protest a Canadian cop's comment that women could avoid rape by not dressing like sluts. The female protesters in Boston Saturday chanted, however we dress, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no.
Were they dressed like sluts?
They did.
Oh,
yeah, 200
God
of
love
them.
That is my kind of protest.
They were scantily dressed.
Scantily dressed.
So
I like that.
Label that however you like.
I don't care.
And
sluts, scantily, doesn't matter to me.
And officials in Illinois have made Dwayne Yarbrough give up his alligator. It is illegal to own such a pet, but as the 42-year-old explained to police... Chicks dig it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Michael Mara Show.
That's good stuff. Why did I play that? That's
he
what I was supposed
thing.
To play. I'm sorry. Allergies.
That's right.
Thank
spend
you, Buzz.
The whole night with the thing open.
Welcome back to the bosom of your family.
It's great to be back. Good to see you guys.
Our show today was brought to you by the Big Duff 2.
Yes.
The official golf tournament Just a couple of weeks, 6 days left.
Ten days to register.
How you doing? Are you feeling badly today? Are you sick? Do you have allergies?
No, I'm doing okay. I'm still recovering from Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, Mother's Day. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, we got your failure
to
discuss.
Oh, that's why he's pouting over there. Yeah. Are you pouting?
Yep.
All right, hold on.
No.
We have time.
Oh.
We have time.
Well, why you did that? Now it's such a buildup.
Now we have two minutes, okay. 2-3 minutes.
So I have never, I told the guys when I came in, I've never given my wife a gift that she hasn't liked.
Mm.
For all different holidays, her birthday, I've always been able to give her something.
This is
that
Mark
she's
talking
been...
about his Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that to me last night.
Yes.
Didn't you text me or send me a message about this?
No, just this morning, right when you
Mother's
sat
Day
down.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, first of all, so what we got her, I'll tell you first, we got her a seltzer maker. They're these new... Yeah. New things that come out where you can make your own seltzer water. You can put flavors
Mark.
And all that kind
it's
of stuff.
It's a seltzer maker.
She loves seltzer. Yes. She's addicted to it.
Right.
So
for pennies
she's talked
glass.
About it before. I've heard her impressed with other people that have it, you know, thinking
right.
that's cool.
Right.
So Maya and I last week went out and we got one.
Mm-hmm.
The first problem was that we were joking the day before Mother's Day. I said, oh, can we give you your gifts now? Because I love to give gifts. I don't like to wait.
I don't either.
And she says, no, don't. And Maya's begging. She says, no, let's wait till tomorrow. Maya says, okay, we'll wait to give you the seltzer maker tomorrow. So that's the
did
first
Did she do
problem.
That on purpose?
No.
Oh, wow.
Then all of a sudden, I just fell back. I fell back in my chair, yeah. And Maya just started bawling. She realized what she had done.
That's so cute.
But you know what? That also a first. It was the first time I was genuinely pissed off at my daughter.
Wow.
I was so angry about it. And Melissa kept mouthing to me, you know,
stop.
Show her it's okay, you know.
Right, right.
But so, it's not okay, dear. You ruined it.
But so at that point, we ended
30
up giving
seconds.
It. We gave it to her. We gave it
right.
to her at that point.
Mm-hmm.
She knew yes. what it was. And she seemed happy and nice and all that. She comes downstairs on Sunday morning the next day.
No.
And first of all, she's upset about where we were going for brunch.
Oh, no.
She said, we've been there before. We said it was overpriced and not that good.
Was it Heavenly Ham?
No, it was...
I like the old country buffet.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it was
anything
a Jewish
you want
deli.
Off the dollar menu.
No, so
what was the problem with the venue?
Because it we had gone
she
before,
didn't like it.
It was too expensive
yes.
and not that great.
Not that
okay.
good.
Okay, all right, very
all right.
good.
So, and then she says, and that seltzer maker.
Oh.
What am I going to do with that?
Oh, no.
How? I don't want to make my own seltzer. That thing, you got that thing for you.
Did you nervously stroke your wedding ring when
yeah,
you were
when
talking
to her? Yeah, when I get nervous, that's what I do. I get
did you? God, did you? Nasty. Do you like seltzer?
I do, yeah, but okay. It wasn't for me. I
all
wouldn't
his
get
people
that
do.
Thing for myself. I knew she
did
had
you like
admired
it?
Other people.
Did you like
seltzer
it?
Maker.
Do you like it more than her or just as equal?
About
hold on, are you saying does he like the seltzer maker more than he likes his wife?
No.
Or does the wife
general.
Like
who values it
clear.
More?
Yeah, who values it more?
Yeah, no, we both like okay. it. We drink it all the time. So she says, where is it going to go? It's not going to fit anywhere. We don't have counter space for it. And, you know, I didn't really want it.
So she's bitching about the
tell
gift.
Her if she got rid of her pain in the
in
ass
tears.
Attitude, there'd
she
be plenty of room for the seltzer maker.
She wasn't being a bitch, but she was being, she was genuinely not happy about those two
and
things.
And incidentally, I said
day.
Bitching about it. I didn't say she's a bitch.
No,
no one said
okay.
that.
That's right. You were clear.
Right. Yeah. So
I like Marlena quite a bit.
So,
Trump?
So basically, she doesn't want it. So I'm going to have to return it.
It's Melissa.
Melissa.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were
Marlena
Trump.
I thought you were joking.
No, of course. I know her name.
Was it Marla, maybe?
I was joking that yes. way, too. Yes. I know it was Melissa.
So,
that's right.
So basically, we're going to have to return it. We went to brunch, which was fine, and it was too expensive. But
Mike,
it was fine.
It was fine.
And then I took her to DSW and got her a bunch of shoes.
Oh, that should have made her happy.
And did that recover?
Yeah, I think
funny,
that
funny, she right. doesn't look Jewish.
No.
Jewish.
So, yeah, so epic
song,
fail on
dance.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you feel better that you got that
thank
off your
you.
Chest?
Yes, I needed to get it out.
It's therapy.
Do you want to sell the seltzer maker at a small loss?
Yes.
We'll talk.
How much is the seltzer maker?
It was $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good seltzer. Our show is brought to you by the Big Dub 2.
Pennies a glass.
Our golf tournament, sign up now. It's in Cameron Hills, King George, Virginia. That's outside of Fredericksburg. Fredericksburgians, listen to this show. Come on.
Yeah.
Last second push. Want to see you out there.
Right.
Click events at MikeO'MaraShow.com or you can call Jason down at Cameron Hills, 703-628-1343. It's an incredible day. On the May 21st, Saturday, we take over the whole golf course.
It's going to be perfect.
And if it's raining, we're actually going to slide on our bellies in the mud.
Yay. Yes.
That's it. Got to get out of here. For everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao, bye. Ciao.
2 cents playing.
Seltzer.
Hey.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.